This is ESPN Radio.
Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us by telling your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio and ESPNU. Oh, yeah, we're going to get Joel Embiid shooting his shot about the 76ers and building around him to get out of the second round. We'll do that in a couple of seconds. But as I teased about 10 minutes ago, we're talking about Kentucky basketball. Jay Will had a chance. You said you saw John Calipari. You were hanging out or watching on TV.
I just saw John Calipari. He tweeted, obviously, about them being at Drake's house over the weekend having a practice for him in Kentucky basketball.
Can you imagine if our boy Alan Yates behind the scenes was anywhere near there? They didn't even have a restraining order against him.
By the way, when they were all in the pool, Alan, and I was like, I don't know if y'all should be jumping in the pool like that.
What's wrong with them jumping in the pool?
I'm just saying, I'm sure the pool's being used.
Okay.
Yeah, keep an eye out on that for sure.
Come on, Fred. You got to start knowing these tricks of the game now, man. Like for me, I'm like, look at the pool. I'm like,
You caught me
over
guard.
Here, though. Y'all got it.
See, you got me in my mouth on that one. You caught me off guard.
I know what chlorine's supposed to look like.
I know what it's supposed to look like. I'm not sure.
Okay. I complete yow right past me.
Yeah, I got it. You're like, why not? I'm like, well, name a lot of reasons why not, Freddie.
Many reasons why not. You're right about that. Let's just leave that right there. But I'll never forget when Kentucky was playing in a tournament at Mohegan Sun. This was Anthony Davis. All those guys were there together, you know, and everything. So
that's like Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Anthony Davis. Yeah,
absolutely.
His squad.
The Harrison twins. Yeah, exactly. Yep. You're right around there. You're exactly right, right before they got there. And a buddy of mine was part of the Kentucky basketball staff, and he says, man, why are we practicing at ESPN? I said, oh, you don't know, do you? He goes, what's going on there? I said, relax. So the bus pulls up because where we have on campus here at ESPN, we have a basketball court we play pickup at. And believe Jay, you've been there, so
yeah,
you know what it looks
play.
Like.
Yeah,
you know, state of the art scoreboards at each side, glass backboards.
By the way, I love it because you have like PAs that swear.
Oh my god,
they about to come in there and wreak havoc on people.
Remember the one guy that tried to do that to you when you were there Quentin Richardson showed up.
Yeah, that was a long day for him.
We kept looking at him like, stop talking. Stop running your mouth. No, I'm in it. Meanwhile, Jay Williams is cooking him like he is, like he's on the Food Network. And homeboy wouldn't shut up. Just wouldn't talk. It was like the definition of insanity at that point. So you realize this is a two-time college player of the year.
So this happens sometimes, though. But, Freddie, I don't mean to go off on the tangent of your story. But, like, you know, my boy, you know, Andrew Schultz, right? Uh-huh. Like, it's all about how you position it, right? So
yeah.
We got into this whole thing. Andrew has like a great show on Netflix. Like he's an incredible comedian. He's damn near hilarious all the time, 24/7. And like we got into this battle about, you know, could he score one bucket on me? Game would be 2-11.
Nope.
I would spot him 10 points. No way he got me though. Like, but what I didn't do is I didn't put parameters on the game. Right. I didn't say, okay, five dribbles or less.
Right.
Or, you know, okay, like, you know, make it, take it. It was just like, hey. Yeah. You keep getting the ball back. So this dude would dribble around for like 35, 40 minutes.
Right.
But if you see the video and the way it's edited online, you would think he caught me off the first video. Now, I scored 10 on him.
Right.
I got all, and I try to get cute. I try to throw the ball off his head.
Yeah.
And I missed it. But the way he puts the video, though,
of course.
It's like he just scored the bucket. And it was like, oh, you're trash. You lost him. I'm like, yo, nobody said that the game was played for an hour and 20 minutes.
And not the fact that you also spot him 10 points. All you do is score one bucket.
He's like, oh, I'm the winner. You're horrible. I'm like, that's not really the true depiction of reality, but that's fine. You got
sure,
it.
Sure sounds like a lot of excuses.
See?
Jay.
See, there it goes. That's what happens.
My homies definitely hit me up like, yo, man, Jay lost to the Starbucks Bowl. I'm like, I don't know what y'all talking
about.
See the video. Then I saw the video. I'm like, ah.
He didn't lose. He spotted him. There's a big difference.
Then you got Charlamagne the God. He's talking about it. They, you
God.
Know.
Look, a win is a win, Jay.
Oh, I acknowledge it. Oh, he got a bucket on me.
One bucket.
It was like the Kawhi Leonard bucket, though. Watch the video, though. The ball hits the back of the rim. It bounces up so high. And then it turns into like a one shining moment feature. I'm like, what the hell?
One shining moment. Exactly. Making my one bucket.
Andrew. Yeah, I call him Andrew. Exactly. I'm calling him Schultz.
Yeah, no, I would never do
he's
that.
He's Andrew
anyway.
To me.
Yeah, he shouldn't even be that. After you spot a good brother 10 points, he wouldn't even be on a first name basis.
So Schultz, you still need that 10 point spot?
Yeah.
You still need? Can you actually beat me in a real game?
No.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Andrew Schultz.
Yeah.
Live on ESPN right now.
Yeah.
I'm out here at 41 on a bum leg. You want to play me? Word up, straight up.
He ain't doing
Jay,
that.
Okay. It doesn't matter. You lost.
See?
See?
Like
see?
It's over.
That's, you're the one who needs the redemption.
See? All the Jake Pauls, Jay, have shown up now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You need to worry.
Let's make it a real thing, Schultzy.
All
you
need to
a real game to 11.
You need to worry about Stephen A. He challenged you last year.
Can anybody find Stephen A. right now? Where is Stephen A.?
I think he's
Summer
like,
Stephen A.
I think he's, oh. I think he's traipsing the world all over the place. Abu Dhabi one time, Dubai another time.
Freddie, he hit me. He said, oh, it was my shoulder. And then it was.
Yeah, then was his back.
It was my knee.
Then it was his
it's
knee.
It's my right knee. And then yeah. I on my left knee.
Yeah. My ankle bone connected to my knee.
I already
bone.
Know what time it was. Like, Stephen A. and I are on the same page. I know I'm not gonna play against Stephen A. Yeah. But show.
No, the question is, he's not going to play against
Schultz?
You.
I will bust your ass.
Okay.
You hear that, Andrew Schultz? Oh,
okay. Yeah, bing, okay. Bang.
Bing, bang.
Yeah, okay.
Clip that, Pat.
Okay.
Ferrari.
But
clip that and send it to the Twitterverse.
But when the Kentucky players came here, they could not believe that was our practice court. They said, you guys play pickup here? I'm like, yeah. They're like, Anthony Davis, you got to be kidding me. Man, they had like the best scrims I've ever seen in my life where they just
really?
Were just going at it. It was fantastic
okay.
being there for that. But they okay. could not believe. They said, Michael Kidd Gilchrist said, what kind of bleeping money you guys have here when your pickup court looks like
it's low
this?
Key nice. Oh, it's low key tight
low
up key, in there.
Low key tight when it comes to that. We'll get to Joel Embiid and why he wants no more low key nice when it comes to winning a championship in Philadelphia. We'll get to that. We've had a conversation as well. By the way, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. So we call the Andrew Schultz, the ESPN basketball court, as well as – who else did we call on that in the last 5 minutes?
I don't know.
They
just,
called
I got,
you out. I got Pat, so, Nuno, and Allen called you out.
I just got so distracted.
No, I was just asking the question. I was not calling him out.
Yeah, I think that was a call-out question, though.
Nuno.
From you and Pat. That was like passive-aggressive call-out question from both of you guys.
That's what they do.
They definitely
do,
winked at each other. You already see
yeah.
No,
it's like
no
Pat looks at get
first
him.
All,
yeah, I'm gonna get
first
him.
Of all, I'm short, so Pat can't even see me. But, so there's no winking over here. Like these monitors are my way, so no yeah. winking. All right.
Yeah, Nuno's Jay's height
for sure.
What you wow. say, Pat? What you say, Pat? Ferrari?
I said Nuno's shorter than Jay.
That's twice. That's some really? HR stuff.
Really?
What? I didn't even say anything.
Yes, you did. You said it. You said it with your chest.
Nuno would have beat Andrew Schultz in 1-on-1.
See?
You didn't even believe yourself
even
when
believe,
you said
yeah,
that.
You tried to convince yourself.
You didn't even believe yourself.
See, Pat almost, I forgot his name for a second.
You tried
you forgot
to convince
Nuno?
Yourself.
He's like Prince. He has one name.
Yeah.
Pat's N-U-N-O. Mouth, but like he knows.
N-U-N-O. It's not hard.
By the way, just to let y'all know, this is how crazy Key's ass is. Key sent me.
Oh, Lord.
Keyshawn sent me a picture of him sitting What's on he? A yacht.
Oh, really?
With a boat with a shirt that said, woke up sexy. As hell again. This, I can't with this man.
With the double deuces.
With the
though,
double yeah, deuces. Exactly. Are
like
yeah.
What are we doing?
Can I just say, there's also a video where it's very clear that he needed a boat to get to his boat. So I think
yeah,
he's
right.
doing
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, he needed that transportation to get the other transportation. Yes.
Yeah, the man had the nerve to call me talking about, yo, you think I'm going to be able to fly in New Jersey, man? It's raining. I said, King,
it's raining.
Your Click. Planes don't worry about no weather. Precipitation.
Man,
and it's Tuesday. It's going to rain
it's
anyway.
It's Tuesday. It's going to rain. Is it raining today?
It's been like that all summer.
Yeah, it's going to rain
Northeast.
Today.
Yeah,
no.
It's like Northeast turned to Florida this summer. Seriously. It's like rained every other day up here in the Northeast. No doubt about it. We've also had a conversation about smorgasbord versus buffet because apparently Alan Yates didn't realize there was a difference. In
well,
terms
it's
of,
be no, different.
He wasn't the only one.
He wasn't the only
I mean,
one.
It's but, the same thing. I mean, smorgasbord means buffet
exactly.
in Swedish.
They've called it a super
same
buffet.
Thing.
They've called it that. Well, Pete in Tampa, 888-729-3776. He wants to win a whole smorgasbord versus buffet, difference or no difference. Ooh. What you got, Pete?
Well, there's two things going on the show today. They're insulting. The amount of money running backs get paid, and some reason you guys thinking a smorgasbord is a buffet. A smorgasbord is a feast that me and my wife cook at home. Ribs, chicken, 20 sides, different meats, desserts. To call what we do at
That's
home is cooks from chefs.
That's a barbecue.
It's not a buffet. A buffet is a lineup of food that's mediocre and it's been sitting in tepid water.
Talk about it, Pete! Talk about it, Pete!
It is not a smorgasbord.
By the way, the official definition, by the, that may be the call of the day right now for Peter Tampa. Smorgasbord is a buffet-style meal of Swedish origin. It is served various hot and cold dishes. Smorgasbord became internationally known at the 1939 New York World's Fair when it was offered at the Swedish Pavilion Three Crowns Restaurant. I'm just going by what Wikipedia has as the official definition.
You see it, you see this footage that TV's rolling about a Shady Maple and a Smorgie?
Yeah, I saw that.
Stop calling it a Smorgie.
Yeah, it's on ESPN.
Stop that. Stop shorthanding
things. Shady Maple, Smorgasbord.
You're a PSAC graduate from East Stroudsburg. You know better than this.
Which means my play on words are great.
No, they're not.
What?
No, they're not. Man. As a Mansfield man, I'm insulted. As a fellow PSAC guy that you're doing that.
Man,
I'm insulted.
Look, the Polk. Smorgie.
Here we go.
I'm here all day, man.
I know you are.
We can turn these things into actual functional words. Much like we did the word John back home. But, you know, that's a different conversation.
See, that's a Philly thing. I get that local lingo. But you're taking words that have already been in the lexicon of language and trying to shorten them up for you.
All I know
taking
is
shortcuts with
all I know
the
is John is now in Webster's. And if the Polk ends up in that John,
if,
too.
If it ends up, I mean, I'm throwing it in my dictionary if that happens.
Just say it, man.
What is going on?
I don't know. Hey, you started it.
How did I start it?
This is you,
oh, you
man.
You start pointing fingers
this
at me.
This is you, Jade. You started with the whole thing with the Andrew Schultz conversation, and that just gave carte blanche to Allen, Pat, and Nuno.
Ferrari Pat to you.
Jeez, what do we do?
Jay, I just want to let you know I've been practicing my Drake lines for the show on Thursday.
I can't wait for this show to happen so both you two can calm down.
Yes.
You and Jay are like you two are like at a Taylor Swift concert, like you're 12 years of age.
No, female. Nope. I'm emotionally in tune.
Nope, nothing wrong with the Swifties. Just
nothing wrong with
the Swifties,
but you two are like the Drakeys here.
Aubrey Angels, man. Get ready to get lost.
You're like Aubrey Yetts up in here, you and Jay Will.
So I have a question because I asked this last week. If we see
Nuno,
a video
gotta go
Drake,
to break. Nuno,
no,
we gotta go to break.
Nice
try, Jay.
Nuno, gotta go to break, guys. Got bills to pay, Freddie.
No,
Freddie, we're late.
If we see a video of Jay or Yates crying at the Drake concert,
oh my
like, how are we supposed to feel
when
about
you
that?
See that video?
You should ask what song was playing.
This is take care package.
Nuno, for both these, it won't be crying. It's gonna be sobbing. With you and Alan,
if he come out there and he hits the leaving me,
that's it.
Okay. Dipping out on
you're gonna cry.
I can't wait for this concert just because then you guys are gonna stop talking about it.
No,
I can't wait.
No,
we will not.
No, Pat, if the blast won't get us, the fallout will with these two.
I'm going to two of them, so don't.
You going to two? You going to one without me?
Going to the original one on the 29th in D.C. Can't wait for that one. But now you know the one on Thursday is going to be even more fun because activated, Jay. Ready, everything.
Activate and relocate. That's going to be Alan Yates after this show is over. Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together on ESPN Radio and ESPNU and also Sirius XM Channel 80. We'll get to Joel Embiid because he called out everybody in Philadelphia about trying to win a chip. And also Saquon Barkley. How much pressure is on Daniel Jones? Even when we don't know if Shea Khan's going to show up on time for camp or for game one, this is ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
So now what, when it comes to Saquon Barkley and the Giants not having a long-term deal in place? Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN Radio and ESPNU. And our man Jordan Renan, ESPN NFL Nation Giants reporter, has been all over this, which has led us to where we are now. Now what involving Saquon Barkley? The Giants not coming to an agreement on a long-term deal. Hit him on Twitter at Jordan Renan. All right, Jordan, I put it out there. Now what when it comes to Saquon Barkley, the Giants, that we're not able to find the common ground on a long-term deal for their football futures?
Yeah, now Saquon, he actually said this at his football camp. He had an AMP football camp a few weeks, like last month it was actually. And they was asked to him if he would contemplate sitting out at all this season. And he said that was a conversation, that would be part of the conversation if he did not reach a long-term deal, right? So now what just happened? He did not reach a long-term deal. Now they're going to sit down, they're going to huddle up, and they're going to decide, hey, do we sit out a game? Do we sit out a season? Do we sit out training camp? Like, what is our play here to maximize our leverage, which isn't much at this point, and get in the best possible situation for either this season or getting a contract next offseason? So the best-case scenario at this point, I believe, is you see Saquon Barkley back with the Giants in early September.
Let me ask you, Jordan, if you were to put yourself in the position of Saquon Barkley, and pretty much this is saying, hey, for the value I deem myself at, the Giants don't want me at that mark, and now I'm on a one-year deal. Do you feel like this is a place you want to stay at for the rest of your career?
No, I mean, that clip you guys played a minute ago, that was me saying I think this is the beginning of the end of Saquon Barkley with the Giants. Whether it's this year and it really falls apart, whether it's after this season, whether it's after next season, it's only a matter of time now where Saquon Barkley ends up somewhere else. I truly believe that. And but like you said, he feels, you know, they don't value him to what he's worth, right? That's blatantly obvious. All you need to do is look at the evidence right there. And, you know, this is a tough league. And obviously the reason the Giants didn't, the Giants felt they had already extended themselves, right? And the reason is, you know, ideally in the NFL, you don't really want to pay the running back. That's the whole gist of this thing, right? It's the running back position. It's been devalued to the point where nobody really wants to invest in them. And the Giants did want to invest in them, but not to the degree that Saquon Barkley wanted. And, I don't care what anybody says. There is hard feelings. It's not going to be easy to go back. It's not going to be easy to suck it up and go play this season. And that's something the Giants, they knew. They knew that this was a potential outcome if they did not strike a long-term deal. And now we'll see how they navigate it, and will it derail their season? I think that's the real question now moving forward.
Would you? What do you think is going to be extracted from the strategy that he saw with Le'Veon Bell as it relates to, you know, sitting out a full year? Obviously, he got rewarded with a four-year, $52 million deal by the Jets, even though he only, you know, 2 years of that, he got 26 guaranteed, in which he had, you know, a plethora of injuries. But like, how much of that reference do you look at if you think you're Saquon Barkley in his camp for sitting out?
Yeah, it's something you have to look at. He did get paid, Le'Veon, but at the same time, is he really just made back his money, right? He didn't really make out for it because he gave up that year. So is it really worth it? Was he able to get back to the previous form he was in? Like, unfortunately for running backs, that was sort of like a litmus test, and it didn't really work out, right? Teams know that, and I have to think running backs know that as well. If, well, man, this is a gigantic risk. It's probably not the best play here. And it worked against everyone. And Le'Veon Bell, by the way, tried to do, you know, the right thing for the future of running backs, and it kind of backfired on him. And I think that's just the reality. Now we're all like, well, he can't really sit out, right? Because it didn't work. And on top of that, Jay, you know Saquon, right? You know him a little bit. He's not the kind of guy that he's already out there and, you know, he's tweeting cap, you know, to people's comments. He doesn't like that he's being viewed as greedy. He's made his reputation is pristine, right? He cares about these things. He likes, and thrives on the idea that he's a team first guy. Like, this is his personality, right? I'm not sure I could see him sitting out a significant amount of time and having that sort of muddy his reputation. Like, I just can't see Saquon Barkley as being a guy who would want to do that.
No doubt about that.
Do you? Knowing what you know, Jay, can you see him wanting to do that? You're going to get a lot of crap from people, man.
I'm with you, Jordan. It's one of those things that it feels like a lot of running backs are stuck, in particular, though, with Saquon and the image you have around him just being – he's that first-class player for the organization. You know, like he always says and does the right thing. I don't know if he wants to turn this into a sparring match and then lose all the fandom that he has. Because everybody's on his side right now. Everybody recognizes his value. But this is just a byproduct of the industry overall, Jordan.
I know for a fact he doesn't want to make it into a sparring match. He was very against that. Obviously, the public perception was out there. It's been against him. And he has declined to really fire back, to all these things that have been out there about him. He talked once. He made it known how he felt. But he's, taken the high road several times already.
Real quick, Jordan Renan, ESPN NFL Nation Giants reporter with Freddie Coleman and Jay Williams on ESPN Radio and also ESPNU. We mentioned that the golf tournament is going to happen later on this morning. Saquon Barkley's benefit golf tournament. Jay Will's going to be there. The question we've had all morning is if you could ask any question of Saquon Barkley, what would it be? Jordan, if you're in a cart with him, you're with Saquon Barkley, off the record, if you had to ask him a question about this situation, what would it be and why?
Why? What was it about the deal that wasn't sufficient enough that you had to turn it down? That I think is the question that everybody wants to know, because it's being portrayed and you go look at social media and it's like, should have signed the deal, signed the deal. They offered you this great deal. Was it a great deal? We don't really know the full details, right? Why wasn't it a great deal in his mind? So I think that's the key part here that people want to know.
The only one,
yeah.
I was gonna say,
we'll see from there. How are you gonna handle it from there?
Only one caveat, Freddie, that I would add to what Jordan said is I would not say off the record. This is gonna be
on the record. Remember, Jordan is a Giants reporter. I'm not trying to get Jordan in trouble with anybody in another organization.
Very true. Yeah. Very true.
See, Jay's not looking out for you and your employment. What? I am.
Hey, I know, Freddie. I've been doing this long enough. I know how to. I know how to walk that fine line.
Yes, you do,
Freddie,
Jordan.
You know what I mean?
Yes, you do, brother.
If you can't navigate the line, you won't be doing this for long. Trust me.
No doubt about that. Hey, Jordan, I always appreciate you, my brother. Take care and be well, my man.
Thanks, Jordan.
You got it, man. Jay, what are you going to shoot?
I don't know, man.
That's a good question.
I don't know. My handicap.
I guess it's an outing. So what's the winning group like? -12.
I don't know. Last year, I think it was like -19.
Oh, really? Okay.
Whoa.
Wow. Exactly. Wow. Like, you know how sometimes these things work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the hand wedge comes out, Jordan. There's probably out there. Doc's like a scratch.
You already know it.
So, yeah.
The hand wedge comes out a lot during these things.
That's what's good. All right, Jake. Hit him good.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks, Jordan. ESPN NFL Nation Giants supporter Jordan Renan. Hit him on Twitter at Jordan Renan, joining Freddie Coleman and Jay Williams. Hit us on Twitter anytime you want at Real Jay Williams. That's Jay's handle. My handle at Coleman ESPN. And if Joel Embiid put the 76 on notice, what could that mean for his future in and outside of Philadelphia? Keep it here on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is ESPN Radio.
So Joel Embiid can't sue the 76ers for basketball malpractice, but that doesn't mean he's not going to let them get away with that. With Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman, thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPNU, presented by Progressive Insurance. For those who didn't hear this, part of AJ Torres 1230 on Twitter, Joel Embiid talked about winning a championship, whether it's inside of Philadelphia or outside the city of brotherly love.
I just want to win a championship, whatever it takes. I don't know where that's going to be, whether it's in Philly or anywhere else. I just want to have a chance to accomplish that. I want to see what it feels like to win that first one, and then you can think about the next one. It's not easy, but it takes more than two, three guys. Gotta have good people around you.
You got to have good people around you.
So, Freddie, look at this.
Okay.
I've been around Maverick since I've been like 13 years old.
Okay.
Both went to the five-star basketball camp in Pitt. Literally, like, became friends, hooped out. Maverick Carter, who runs Spring Hill Entertainment, is their CEO for LeBron James Company and their investors, is one of the best in the industry at disarming people, right? Doesn't come to the table with any agendas. Doesn't come to the table with baggage as it relates to, like, this guy has said multiple bad things about me or any of that potential friction.
Okay.
Comes to the table purely as somebody who is collaborative with athletes to help them achieve where they want to achieve, what they want to achieve. Now, Joel Embiid has a production company with Spring Hill. Okay, they're launching a lot of content, which is why they're actually at this conference in which Uninterrupted put on. Joel Embiid looked extremely comfortable right there. To me, it's already happened. I think subconsciously it just came out.
Okay.
Philly's on the clock. Philly's on the clock. It's that simple, Freddie. It's that easy to see. When you're a guy who is as talented as Joel Embiid, and this is not me absolving Joel Embiid of any of the responsibility or the accountability that comes along with them not getting out of the second round, okay? I understand that even in that series against Atlanta, there were questionable decisions about Ben Simmons and his lack of competitive nature to actually finish shooting at the rim. There are questions around Doc Rivers and a lot of the adjustments he made as it relates to bench players and time on the court. There's a lot of stuff around Joel Embiid not showing up in particular games as well. But when you're a player of his magnitude and you see a lot of these questions looming around things that happened in the past,
right.
We've been through the laundry list, Freddie, of Jason Tatum, the draft, so many different things from Brian Colangelo with the burner account to going all the way back to the process to now culminating that with James Harden in this situation, that if they can't get it right, at some point, if you're Joel Embiid, you're going to sit there realistically and practically with yourself and say, maybe I should trust another organization that has better history for the end of my career. That's just natural.
Yeah, Joel Embiid will have his choice, whatever food he wants to put on his plate, whether he goes to a buffet or smorgasbord, because at 29 years of age, he knows that clock is ticking in terms of if we can't get it done here, we have not been able to get out of the second round. We've had more than a couple of chances to do it. Like you mentioned, 2-1 up on the Atlanta Hawks, didn't win another game in that series. Up 3-2 against the Boston Celtics, and then I know Joel Embiid was playing through an injury. Hey, no excuses. He didn't make any. No one should accept any when it comes to that. Find a way to get it done and get to the conference finals for the first time in your NBA career. Also, he understands the landscape of the NBA. Everybody else is doing everything they can to make sure they can be better. And not just in the Eastern Conference. Look what the Lakers did with their signings to add depth and add youth and also making sure you're not wearing out LeBron James and Anthony Davis in the regular season. This way they can be right and ready when the playoffs get started. Denver, even though they lost Bruce Brown, but they got enough pieces that they can go back and win another championship. Miami is trying to get Damian Lillard. Kristaps Porzingis now with the Boston Celtics. Joel Embiid looks around, Jay, and he goes, wow, everybody's doing this. What have we done in Philadelphia? We're trying to keep James Harden from going somewhere, and if we're not able to do that, we don't know if we're going to get anything of any value in return that's going to make things better for me to get out of the second round. He clearly understands that at 29 years of age, any potential championship window can slam shut. Not close, but slam shut.
No.
He wants to make sure that doesn't happen to him, and he wastes the best years of his career in Philadelphia with an organization that may not be able to put the kind of pieces and talent around him to make sure he can at least have a chance to believe they can win a championship.
I mean, he's had the talent around him. He's had the talent around him to get there. They just haven't gotten there. But I'll tell you, Freddie, what I would do if I were Joel Embiid.
Okay.
I'm going to sit back. I've said all the right things about James Harden. I've told the world that I want him to be here. I just got MVP. It's time for us to try to find a way to win this whole thing. This is a really big season for us. And I'm going to sit back and I'm going to watch how this whole James Harden thing plays out.
Absolutely.
And the longer it goes, Freddie, the more disgusted I'm going to get. Because if James Harden makes this ugly, now this will be the second time in my stint that I'm watching an ugly divorce happen right in front of my eyes. I watched it happen with Ben Simmons.
Oh, boy.
I watched how nasty that became. And then we finally got a chance to get out of it. And now I'm going to watch it again. In a four-year span, I'm watching two of these really bad things for extended periods of time happen again. Let this become worse. The worse it gets, the more I got my body. You know, it seems like my foot is slightly halfway out the door. If this gets worse, my whole body might be out the door. The worse it gets.
The worst thing that could happen for Joel Embiid was when they traded for James Harden and Daryl Morey, the general manager, said that both of those guys were on the same level. That was the worst thing that could have happened for Joel Embiid because there has to be a pecking order.
They're not.
And
that's
exactly
the point. They're not.
There's not a pecking order. And I don't know exactly his standing in the organization. I'm not going to say it's bad. I'm not going to say it's good. I'm not going to say it's whatever. But when a general manager trades for a player that he's had a relationship with and he puts the same amount of trust on him as opposed to a guy who's been there from the beginning, part of the process of Philadelphia, at a certain point, you have to wonder how much of that is going to come home to roost. And so I don't disagree with you 1%, Jay, when it comes to Joel Embiid, that kind of advice you gave him. Sit back and see what happens. And they show they're not going to be in the business of making sure the pieces are there or get everybody on the same page to win a championship or at least get to the NBA Finals, even though he signed that max deal that kicks in this year. That's when you can force your way out of Philadelphia because it's happened before.
And Freddie, like, you know, Daryl Morey is really good at his job. He's incredible at his job. He can make a lot of things happen. He's patient.
No doubt.
He's strategic. He knows how to push the buttons the right way, those stress points the right way. But you have to question that judgment in bringing James Harden to this team and the leadership aspect that comes around that being the best thing for Joel Embiid. That's a legitimate question right now that – watching this thing play out, you're going to sit there, you're going to say, hey, look, James Harden played well last season. He had us there. But the way this situation is handled ultimately will reflect on Daryl Morey.
Yep. And Joel Embiid wants to make sure that if it reflects on him, it's not going to reflect so bad on him as well.
There you go.
If they're not able to get out of the second round for another year in Philadelphia. Great stuff by Jay Williams. Hit him on Twitter at Real Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on Twitter, Coleman ESPN, part of ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as ESPNU. My man Jay is going to be hanging out with Saquon Barkley, the New York Giants running back, at least for now when it comes to a golf benefit later on today. If you had to have Jay Williams ask a question for you to Saquon, what would it be? We take your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As a matter of fact, we'll ask Jay Will. What's the first question he might ask Saquon later on today? That's next on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
You may not know this here with Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPNU. But there are three people named Pat Costello, Nuno Tesher, and Freddie Coleman that will be really, really glad when this Drake concert is finally over on Thursday. So Alan Yates and Jay Williams can allow us to go on with our lives because you two are wearing me out.
How am I wearing you out? Yates is in control of the board, not me.
I'm not talking about the music. I'm talking about the talking points leading up to it.
Oh, we talked about Drake a couple of times today.
On air.
That's fine.
I'm talking about behind the scenes.
This is more a Yates thing
for you.
Yates is rubbing you the wrong way about this.
But you're not helping J-Will. You're not helping J-Will.
How is this on me?
Because you're not helping.
Why is he going?
Well, because of me.
What?
There you go.
Okay.
So
what do you mean?
So you started it.
Well, you guys, you know, like you're not Drake fans, Nuno.
No, I don't, we're Drake fans.
I like Drake.
We like Drake.
No, you don't, Pat.
You guys love Drake.
The man knows me.
You don't like Drake that much, Jay. Name five Drakes.
Name five Drakes. Drake.
There you go. Dylan.
So Dylan. Jay, let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Someone is hanging. You're hanging out with Pat. Yeah. Pat does some questionable stuff. Like,
okay.
Yes, Pat does a lot of questionable stuff.
Right, where is this going?
At the end of the day, like, you're still going to, hey, even though Pat was the one that did it, you're still going to kind of have to answer to it, right? Like, it's going to be like, well, why are you, were you hanging out with
Pat? What just happened right there?
It's guilty by
association. I feel like Pat just got thrown
wrong,
under the bus.
Yeah, it is kind of this. You're the one bringing, or, you know, taking Yates to this concert on Thursday, so you've allowed it to, you know, fester and happen.
So you're saying Yates is questionable?
I've allowed it to fester?
I got you, Jay.
In other words, Nuno made sure that Jay was going to be Strays adjacent.
Come on, Pat. You're on that BS right now.
But peep this, though, Freddie.
So you don't even know. That's the name of a title of a song.
What did I do?
You don't even know. I'm going to start using all the titles of songs.
Look, it's just God's plan.
You got one song, Pat.
Hotline Bling.
Because I tell you what, man, if me and Jay wasn't going to this joint on Thursday,
yeah,
next week I'll be in D.C.
Still going.
At that joint, and y'all still going
to
hear about
don't
it.
Don't hate on Yates and I for having crew love, man.
Put it this way. You're going to two of them.
You say, well, I'm going to two of them.
You know, it should have only been one, but Jay made sure.
Don't worry, Freddie. I'm going to wait for you, Freddie. Don't worry, Freddie. I'm going to wait for you.
The sad part is A, the
see, Freddie, you even know that was even a reference. See, that's what I'm saying. You're not really a Drake fan. See, don't try to come at me.
Jay, this is just a lot of fake love.
Exactly. We're not trying to be along the lines of you and brother Yates over here.
You just got to take care of me, man. That's all I'm trying to say.
Give me a take care package. That's all.
How'd you get the tickets? Mob ties?
Mob ties.
Hey, I'm not moving bread in mailboxes like you, Pat. You know what I mean?
My man really made a whole loaf, though.
He made a whole loaf.
Not just one slice. He made the whole thing. Let's put it that way. Speaking of the whole thing.
No. Who's your favorite? Wait, one second. Okay, no. Who's your favorite? Like, who are you into music-wise? You never talk about your musical taste.
I enjoy the old classics. You know, rest in peace, Prodigy. You know, Mobb Deep.
There you
like
go.
That
okay.
A little CNN. Out of control with them and 50 Cent. There you go. Now we're talking.
Let me find out, you like the guy in Office Space listening to all the hardcore like rap lyrics with the windows up on the highway.
Nuno's at the crib. Everybody from the 313.
Exactly.
I bet you Nuno's also a fan of Guru by Gangstar.
Love Guru. Mm-hmm. Woo,
love Guru.
Like, you know, Method Man.
Red Man. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Red Man.
I'm a Tribe Called Quest fan. I think that's the best hip-hop group of all time. I'll take Tribe Called Quest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nothing to get problem with that.
Everyone's too emotional. Like, I can't. Like, everyone's just too emotional.
Get in tune with your planes, man. Get your frequency up. You gotta feel the feelings.
I know. Easy Day, Drake Jr. We get it.
Just saying, man. You got to know yourself.
How do I need to judge Saquon's frequency today when I see him?
Well, put it this way. When you're in that orbit, because you're going to be there with Saquon Barkley, the golf tournament that he does a great job each and every year with the benefit, what is the first question you think you're going to ask him? That's what I want to know.
Is it far from over?
Does he go to the Pope? That's the question.
Attaboy. He ain't going to the Pope.
Know yourself.
He ain't going to the
know yourself,
ask
Yates.
Him if he's going to the Pope.
Know yourself.
Do you have a lot of crew love?
What's your worth? I'm curious to ask him like what he deems his value to be.
In other words, kill them with success and bury them with a smile?
I just want to see what he deems his own value to be. Like, what would have been the mark for him to hit, and why didn't they hit it? Okay. How far were they off?
Okay.
And what happened? Like, give me the meat. Like, what's this, like, if these numbers are being floated out there?
No, the meaning, the context. Oh. Easy, you two.
Whoa.
Hey, crazy.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord.
Oh, my God.
Easy to Costello and Yates, the law firm.
This guy is a... Nuno, how do you condone this type of behavior?
He couldn't stop
he
it.
Is a child.
He tried to stop
You're
it.
You calling Nuno? This man is away from the mic.
Nuno's not even near there.
Nuno is crying. When I said it, I was like, no.
But what, the commercial where the drinks are going down the table so it doesn't get a bounty commercial?
That's I need the gavel.
Pausing myself.
The camera I'm embarrassed. On gavel.
Oh, my goodness.
Good Lord. Coaching Cali at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll be on that question. Coach, what is the one question you want Jay Will to ask Saquon Barkley when they're at Saquon Barkley's benefit golf tournament later on today?
Well, since listening to Jordan, I kind of have two. The first would be, is he willing to give to get? Because basically, he's going to have to sit out a game or two to get his bag. If you look at the first,
you think they'll give it to him though?
Seven,
you think even if he sits out a game or two, they're still going to give him the bag?
Oh, they're going to have to look at the schedule. You guys pull up the schedule and you look at the first six games before the bye week. They'll be lucky if without Saquon, they won't win. They can't afford to lose to Dallas on the second game.
Okay. Well,
but he can't sign to an extension now, right, due to the CBA. So that's a little bit of a problem.
But if he sits out, can they sign him?
Well, here's the deal to your point by the coach of Cal. Thanks for the call. They open up against the Cowboys at home. That's Sunday Night Football. Jay Will's going to be there. Then at Arizona, they should win that game. Then at San Francisco, home versus Seattle, at Miami, at Buffalo, and then a home game versus Washington. Division games are always tough. Then home versus the Jets. So that's the first eight games when it comes to the New York Giants. And when you had everything work a lot better for you last year, the odds are not going to be in your favor that happening in back-to-back years, especially when you don't know what kind of running back you're going to get if Saquon Barkley is there or not, Jay.
And I'm also, Freddie, curious to ask him just about how he feels about the running back market in general, right? Like, obviously, hearing – you know, King Henry tweet about it, hearing Najee Harris tweet about it, Jonathan Taylor. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, Josh Jacobs going through the same thing. Like, how do you fix it? Well, like, you know, a lot of people are trying to throw out different things about the CBA, but then, hey, there's a new executive director at the NFLPA, but that's not going to be up for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, what's the instant cure for it if you could reopen the CBA right now and guarantee something?
Well, it's hard to fix something that's broken, but I will say this. It's hard to fix something that's not there. There's no running back market right now. Let's call that as it is. There is absolutely no running back market because it's been told to us when it comes to Tony Pollard and Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley and Dalvin Cook. You trying to tell me that somebody along the lines of Dalvin Cook, not one person sniffed around his door? Not one? For a guy like that? It's not a broken running back market, Jay Will. There is no running back market in the National Football League.
And Tony Pollard, I mean, he signed his tender, right? I mean, coming off injury. So it was kind of like he was forced to approve it situation. Whereas Josh Jacobs, we just had the conversation last week, Freddie, about him potentially being a top 10 player in this league.
Yeah. Yeah.
In this league.
And he has to stay with the Raiders because there's no broken market. There is no market for running backs in the NFL. Unfortunately.
And by the way, I forgot, Freddie, we won the tournament last year. My friend Dan just sent me a text. He's like, Jay, we won the tournament last year. Minus 15.
So how soon you forget?
Minus 15. Yeah, I know.
You think
you just
more,
win a lot of tournaments, you know.
You thought more about the losses than the wins, haven't you?
Of course, yeah. That's how
give
we
give me
are.
The meat.
Oh, God. Jay, enjoy the tournament.
Jay, just ask
grow
him.
Grow up, Pat.
Ask him when he's going to show up. That's all
grow
we want to know.
Pat.
When is he going to show up?
We'll be back tomorrow. Green with Mike Greenberg is next.
Give me the meat.
Good Lord.
This is ESPN Radio.